Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General is demanding pro-life donor names. Liberty Counsel is involved. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, before we unpack this, I want to take a little side street. And there's another case very similar by the same New York Attorney General who is trying to get donor names from a pregnancy center. And that has actually gone before the Supreme Court, and we're waiting decision on that.
Yeah, so here is the same Attorney General, Letitia James, New York Attorney General. She is unlawfully demanding pro-life groups to turn over their private donor list. This is a blatant attempt to scare donors away from these pro-life causes, and now Liberty Counsel is involved in this case. We are working with Compass Care Pregnancy Services of New York, which is one of the organizations that is being targeted by the Attorney General, Letitia James.
Yeah, this is terrible. I mean, this Attorney General is obviously not only not pro-life, but I would say she's probably getting some kickback from the abortion centers.
Certainly,
to
they
keep
get supported
this.
By these abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood for their election
this
campaigns.
This is awful.
So remember when Barack Obama was president, he used the IRS to attack conservative groups and donors. He attacked various Tea Party and 912 project group leaders and donors, sicking the IRS and other federal agencies on the individuals to financially and professionally break their opposition. So these are individual organizations that ended up filing a lawsuit, got damages against the government for their unlawful actions. The IRS was later forced to apologize to Obama's victims, but not after many victims like the Tea Party groups like the True the Vote, founder Katherine Engelbrecht, her family and family businesses were nearly bankrupted.
Yeah, you remember her? We actually had her on our TV program, and she was talking about what they're doing to reveal how they were stealing the elections at that time. So
yeah,
they came after her.
Why are they wanting to get donor records? Well, they say they're trying to find out if there is consumer fraud.
Now, are these politicians revealing their donor records?
No, they're not. But why are they trying to get the pro-life donor records? Well, you can go to, say, in 2014. Let's look at California. This is exactly what they were trying to do. And also in 2008. So basically, it goes back to 2008. 2008, you had California Prop 8. That was a state law, a state voter initiative to amend the Constitution of California to codify in the Constitution marriage as the union of one man and one woman. Brandon Eich, he was the CEO of tech company Mozilla, and he was, I think, a co-founder of that organization. And he made a $1,000 contribution to support Prop 8. Well, the pro...
And that was to ban same-sex marriage.
Yeah, he was making a personal $1,000 gift to support Prop 8 that was saying marriage is the union of a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was CEO of Mozilla. I believe he was co-founder of that organization as well. So the LGBTQ group, they pressed to get the donor records of those who contributed to Prop 8. And they found Brandon Eich's name. So they doxed him. They gave his name. They harassed him. The company then he co-founded removed him over the revelation that he supported natural marriage.
So much for free speech.
Yeah, this is a company he co-founded. And because he gave $1,000 to support marriage as one man and one woman, the co-founder, Brandon Eich, was removed from the company. That's why they want the names, because they want to engage in retribution against people who contribute
and target them,
in this case, the pro-life pregnancy centers in New York. And they want to harass them. And they want to stop future donors. They want to dry up donations. So like in this case, other executives, they see Brandon Eich, the co-founder of Mozilla and the CEO. He gets booted out because he gave $1,000. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's going to happen to him, that's going to happen to me, so I'm not going to give anything. So they do it to intimidate the donors, and they do it to bring retribution and wrath and punishment to those who have donated.
So AG Letitia James thinks that if she can keep doing this to pro-life pregnancy centers, she can eventually put them out of business.
Yeah. So Brandon Eich, you know, he did get booted out. He then went on to found, in 2014, he founded Brave.
The
search engine Brave. So, I mean, he's not out of the fight for the tech. And Brave is a search engine that keeps different kinds of confidentiality. So, you know, all the different ads that you get, it will stop those and block those. It has ad blockers and so forth. But he founded that after he got booted out of Mozilla.
Wow.
So the reason why the New York Attorney General is trying to get the pro-life donor names is, again, for the same reason, from these crisis center pregnancy donors, is to intimidate and punish the donors and to hurt the crisis pregnancy centers. They have no reason to get this. And when we see that what happened before with regards to Prop 8, you know exactly why they want these. There's a case that's pending, as you mentioned, before the United States Supreme Court that is involving the same thing. So this is another crisis pregnancy center in the state of New York that Liberty Counsel is now working with to protect them against this unlawful action by the New York Attorney General Letitia James.
And bottom line, you're protecting these thousands and thousands of unborn children, you know, instead of sending these women to these abortion facilities or getting them pills to kill their children, they've get a better alternative at this place like Compass Care, which will help them and support them through their pregnancy.
Yeah, CEO Jim Harden of Compass Care says, quote, "We are grateful that Liberty Counsel stands resolute and ready to ensure equal protection under the law for preborn babies." He also says, as you know, as the constitutional rights of the peaceful pro-life organizations like pregnancy centers dedicated to providing women with free ethical alternatives to abortion, close quote. You know, you would think common sense. These crisis pregnancy centers, they're not accepting federal dollars. They are providing free counsel. They're getting private donations to provide that free counsel.
They depend on those private donations, yeah.
And they're trying everything they can to shut them out.
Because they're not charging these women.
No, they try to stop them with regards to the abortion pill reversal protocol, where women have taken these abortion drugs, mifepristone, for example, and they go into, you know, this mode of abortion, and if they find out in time, they can get the abortion pill reversal protocol where they get progesterone to counteract mifepristone, which is depleting them of progesterone and thus starving the baby. And it's known to work. And so when crisis pregnancy centers or other doctors provide that as known medical treatment, when it's administered in time, can save a baby. These places like New York and Letitia James are trying to shut that down as well.
So we're representing Compass Care Pregnancy Services. So what is the status of the case now?
Well, right now Compass Care is refusing to give over the name. So they're going to have to come after Compass Care. We're going to certainly defend Compass Care. We're not giving over the names. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that the Attorney General needs these names. They are protected by the First Amendment. These are donor names. And they're not going to be intimidated. Compass Care is going to continue to pursue their mission. We're going to stand right beside Compass Care along the way.
And again, save these babies and any harm that goes to these women through abortion.
Well, if you remember some of the litigation we had in New York, remember the predecessor to Letitia James. And she's obviously been a big adversary of Donald Trump. But the predecessor to Letitia James was a man. Mm-hmm. And he ended up bringing a lawsuit against pro-life counselors in New York. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And we represented a pro-life counselor. We said from the very beginning it was politically motivated. There
was the kindergartner teacher, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And we ended up winning and getting attorney's fees against them and get the case thrown out. Interestingly, he had to step down because there were multiple allegations of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. Mm. Letitia James was the number two person, and she became then the person that filled his shoes. But she's been just as bad in terms of ideologically using her status to come against pro-life crisis pregnancy centers and pro-life counselors. We're not going to allow that to happen. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.